Ron Lewis, Program Director of the TRIO Program at the University of St. Francis. Thanks so much for your time today.
I appreciate it.
Total college enrollment. Black students make up about 15%, with quite a majority of those being women. Why aren't more black men attending college?
Well, I think when students see college, the tuition is growing. You know, I really believe black males have not found necessarily the value, unless they're in athletics. Not all. So I just want to make that clear. Not all. But when we talk about the majority, and I teach at several different institutions in the city, I was a college athlete. And sometimes if they don't play a sport or if they get removed from the sport, then they leave school.
But you think the biggest reason is a matter of want? They don't want to because they don't see that it's worth it?
No, it's not that they don't want to, but you only do things that you deem important. See, I think some African-American males believe that they can be successful without it, in maybe having their own record label, maybe becoming a musician, maybe participating in a sport and going a professional in that sport. I mean, even I had my little NBA dream. So not that they don't want to. I don't think they're aware of the value of it.
College is a very different world for everyone coming out of high school. Yes. Everyone has to acclimate to that.
Yep.
But are there challenges unique to young black men when they enter that new environment?
Yes, because higher education prepares you to enter the middle class world. If some black males are not in that middle class community, let's put it that way, that there are unwritten rules in college that no one will ever tell you. That's what I try to help our students understand, some of these rules.
What are some of those rules?
Well, I give you an example. No one's going to tell you to pull your pants up. No one's going to tell you to do that, right? But it's an unwritten rule that we're training you to be a professional. So when now it's time to get a job and you need a reference as an instructor, as a professor, am I going to give you a reference? Probably not. But no one's going to tell you that. Like, that's a very basic rule, and most people say, well, I know that, but they don't.
How has the college experience changed over the last, say, 60 years or so for black men? Has it gotten any better?
Well, I wasn't around too much in the 60s, but what I will say is that there's more opportunity than ever. African-American males, Latinos, we all have an opportunity. There's so much aid out there, it's ridiculous to get to school. Awareness. Again, I go back to the awareness. They're not, and some students don't even go because they don't think they can get in. So schools like Ivy Tech is a great starting point. I got my associates. I'm a product of a community college, and I respect the way the community college work, and they work at a little slower pace to help accommodate a variety of students.
Are there any other specific resources that black men need to succeed in higher education?
If an African-American man wants to go to school and they're unsure, I think they need to have and reach out to a mentor. And this community is not lacking mentors. We have enough mentors. There's so many organizations that are just primed to help students make the leap into school and help African-American males make the leap into school. And you're right. It is such a struggle. You know, I've seen African-American males just kind of just drop out of my class. And I'm like, where are you going? I got a handful of students that if they don't graduate, what are they going to do? What are they going to do? So I make a concerted effort to text them and to call them. So I don't believe that they can't do it. I believe they're not aware that they can do it.
What do you think is going through the mind of that young man who makes it into the system, starts to experience higher education, and decides to call it quits?
My belief is that it's so different than what they're used to. They're like, I don't need this. I don't need someone telling me that I'm not a good writer. I don't need someone telling me that I'm not good at math. I don't need someone to tell me that I don't belong here. You know, give certain students a reason to leave and they will leave. I'm not judging them. I'm not judging them on the way that they write. I'm meeting them exactly where they are.
It sounds like a big variable to their success is based on very personal relationships, who you happen to encounter and how they happen to communicate with you when mm-hmm. you're in this system. Mm-hmm. What would you say to a young black man coming from any of the high schools in our community going into higher education? What would you tell him to expect?
Learn the game. The expectations are different. So you have to learn the game. The next thing is, before you even go to school, paint a picture of what you want. Don't go in and say, I just want an education. Well, you can, but you can end up 3 years and not understanding how the education is going to move you to the next level. And then the third thing is don't quit. Don't think about quitting, because your education is going to change not only your life, but generations within your family's lives. So don't quit. And yes, college prepares you for the middle class, but sometimes college doesn't prepare you to get the job. It prepares you to have skills to get the job, but interviewing, it's a whole different ball game. That's a whole different ball game. Expectations in the workplace, that's a whole different ball game. And there's no big mystery behind it. But if you don't know that there's something you need to know, you're probably not going to search for it.
Ron Lewis of the University of St. Francis, thank you so much for your time today.
Appreciate it. Thank you.